At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
When there's an issue, there is no such thing as a bad idea when you are brainstorming.
Mm.
And folks still see the ATV dirt bike situation in the city as a big-time issue.
It's out of control.
There's now a new idea to combat these off-road, on-road vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
An idea that folks want implemented in the city of Rochester. An idea that it seems maybe nobody thought all the way through.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. The Rochester Police Department continues to run special details to catch the ATVers and the dirt bikers while the weather gets nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week, they wrote some tickets, took in some more machines, doing what they can.
Gotcha.
But a new idea to combat this problem may be brewing in the state Senate. If this law is passed, it would ban the sale of ATVs in areas where it's illegal to ride them.
Yeah, but how does that stop anything?
Well, for example, in places like the city of Rochester and the city of Buffalo, which has had the same issues we've had, no one in the city of Rochester would be legally allowed to buy an ATV. And the idea is, Tommy, it cuts down on the dirt bikes available to the folks who want to use them dangerously. So this has gotten huge support in Buffalo.
Okay.
That support has moved east towards us. And folks now think this would be a major blow to the ATVers in the city. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Thoughts on your idea, Tommy?
Well, I mean, how does that stop from me still getting the bike into the city? Yeah, I'm just not buying it in the city. And how many dirt bike shops are in the city?
Okay. I mean,
is that what they're trying to eliminate? Is like a business that sells dirt bikes and scooters and stuff like that?
Okay, so no, I think it would be illegal no matter where you bought it. To buy it if you lived in the city of Rochester.
So if you're a city resident, you can't legally buy a dirt bike in Monroe County?
So I don't know.
But that would be a little different.
I feel like that'd be hard to.
But they're already doing illegal stuff. I mean, I don't think they care.
What are you talking about?
If I'm already jackassing around on a Thursday night on my dirt bike, do I care if I got this illegal?
Okay, so let's say it is just you can't sell them within the city of Rochester. And I think the reason this has caught such fire here in Rochester, we found out that there were businesses that were selling other things in the city that transformed into ATV.
Got into the dirt bike game.
According to the cops, there was one place they shut down that was selling cell phones. And all of a sudden, they started selling dirt bikes and ATVs.
So, cell phones and cycles.
I'll be honest with you. Logically, you're right. It's probably just selling them in the city of Rochester, right? Okay, but so your argument is they could just leave the city of Rochester.
They're going to get in.
Okay. Can I ask a stupid question?
Stupid away.
No one's asked this question. Is it actually illegal to operate a dirt bike in the city of Rochester?
So I'm guessing they're not street legal?
Well, no, I understand they're not street legal, right? Like, I can't drive it on the street. You can't drive it on the street in any street, no matter where you are.
True.
Mm-hmm. Am I breaking any laws if I am in my yard using an ATV or a dirt bike?
Probably not, but that would be a very... Where would
tough
you
to...
I understand.
Like off, at Kimmy's, like Kimmy's house.
I mean, you wouldn't have much room, but I don't see why it would be illegal to have it on your own property.
Yeah. And I mean, look, there are the rare city homes in some strange neighborhoods that have, you know, decent-sized yards.
You would probably get busted still because of the noise.
Okay.
So probably still, It's too loud.
Is that? I mean, does anybody know? Is it illegal to operate an ATV off of the road in the city? Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I live in Hilton and I got neighbors and my kids got an ATV. Well, that's got noise.
Yeah, but I guess you're out in the distance. You got a little space.
Well, no, maybe. But you're assuming that they have a farm. I'm talking about, like, there are kids in neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah, you got a regular track house.
You know, and they put up, like, hills and stuff, and they'll climb over them or whatever. Like, what's the difference?
Nothing, really.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Maybe there is something we don't know here, 252-WCMF. Like, is there a law, rule, policy, whatever, in the city of Rochester that says you cannot own a dirt bike ATV at all?
Hmm.
Because that would throw a major wrench into this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all right, 252-WCMF. We'll get to that in just a second. There are folks waiting patiently.
Okay.
Again, the new idea in the state Senate, a potential bill, would outlaw selling ATVs and dirt bikes in the city of Rochester. Gino's on CMF. Hey, Gino, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
I was just thinking, hey, I'm an AQ guy, by the way. But I'm just thinking, if you ban the dirt bikes and motorcycles in the city, that's not going to stop anyone from going out, stealing them, buying them from somewhere else. It makes absolutely no difference. It's a complete waste of time.
No, I agree with you. I think Gino.
And he's an AQ guy.
AQ guys, very bright, like Gino.
Oh, yeah.
No, Gino, I think the idea is not shutting it down completely, just like cutting off easier access.
Yeah, but what's the difference? You can go anywhere else and go get one, steal one. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money.
Look, I agree with you, right? But again,
it's another obstacle to slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, and when you're brainstorming, there is no bad idea, Gino. Okay, so all right,
fine. Through the roadblock.
Gino, here's the thing. I agree with you. So then, Gino, you have the floor, and you are an AQ guy. You said it. How do you stop it? Go.
Don't stop it. Let them go wild. I love that stuff.
Okay, but man, look.
That's so AQ you, man.
I mean, look, Gino. As much as I do think it's overblown,
it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. I mean, people have gotten hurt. More people are going to get hurt. You can't just let them go.
Especially kids.
I don't know. Build a public track then.
Okay, let's talk about that. Gino, thanks for the call,
buddy.
Wait,
a dirt track for the kids to race?
We have talked about this. Yeah.
So, no, I do think that if
you
have a space for it.
Yes, if you're going to stop this, you have to get more creative, right? You can't arrest everybody because they're hard to catch. There really isn't a way to know how many of these are on the street, where most of them are coming from, who has them. I do think, to Gino's point, maybe the best idea is to just embrace it.
But nobody has done that.
Like, exactly.
What city has a motocross track for kids? Because it's super dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous. It's probably hard space-wise, too, in any city to find like an area to make that happen.
Well, let's say you convert it to a park.
Pretty significant amount of room.
Oh, I disagree. Okay, so a park, you think it too small?
No, I'm saying like you could. Well, you need acreage to make a dirt track.
Okay, I mean, look, we've taken calls in the past from people who suggested taking old parts of Kodak Park or other industrial areas. I mean, look, man, you get down in certain areas off Mount Reed. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Oh, you got space, yeah.
You have the space to do this, to turn it into an ATV dirt bike park.
But it's so. Motocross racing is super as dangerous.
So let's talk about that. I'm sorry, Kimmy. I just want to get through this.
Come down to Paralysis Park.
Paralysis? Is that what you were going
Paralysis.
For?
Paralysis.
First,
we couldn't afford all those words.
To Tommy's question, one, could the city pull this off from a cost and legal standpoint? Because the liability would be a fortune.
I don't think they could.
But then again, they did build that skate park, and the liability on that seems
pretty
bad.
Wiping out on a skateboard, wiping out on motocross, two different wipeouts.
I agree with you, but I'll counterpoint you there. Wiping out in a dirt bike track where everybody is there to do dirt bike is a hell of a lot different than wiping out on the corner of Dewey and Lexington.
But they're not liable for that.
And the second question, would folks who have ATVs and dirt bikes prefer to use that over just rolling down the street? Like, do these folks that have the dirt bikes and ATVs, are they doing this because they just want to enjoy them? Or are they doing it because they want to look badass?
And it's also a thrill of getting one over the cops and the chasing. That's where the fun is.
I think also, I'm sorry, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
This is okay.
We are underestimating how many people are using these as a simple mode of transportation.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say.
Sorry.
I think you're assuming this is all just kids jackassing, and I've seen people on these go by, and they're not kids. They're like 40, 50-year-old dudes, some of them, riding around on these bikes, where I'm like, that may be more of a transportation thing than a let's go, you know, jump off ramps kind of thing.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, there is a bill being kicked around in the state Senate to help with the ATV and dirt bike issues, not only here in Rochester, but in Buffalo and Syracuse. The law would say it would be illegal to sell dirt bikes and ATVs in places where it's not legal to operate them. So we had asked, is it actually illegal to own a dirt bike, ATV, operate them in your yard in the city.
Yeah.
Bryant writes us, if they have plates and are registered for street use, tires that are not road dirt, they can have them. Is that true? We've heard that, and then we've heard people say that.
So you have plates, no knobbies. You can't have knobbies.
Are we sure?
You would think you'd see it more.
Yeah, because all I would have to do is go down to the DMV.
Right.
Yeah, but that also takes time and money, and you got to have the right tires in. So that means you got to take the knobbies off, put on street tires. I mean, it's work.
Can you stop saying knobbies? That's making me very uncomfortable.
Oh, knobbies?
Donald writes us on Instagram, take away dirt bikes won't do anything. Guns and drugs are illegal, and those are still everywhere. Lock these people up, not give them a slap on the hand. You're going to lock somebody
up? For a dirt bike?
Well, I mean, that's just it. Like,
under the wheelie laws?
Look, I get the frustration. I do. Yeah. I understand the frustration, but how do you justify locking somebody up?
You can't. This is the same thing in the 50s and 60s when kids were stealing cars and drag racing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's also happening now.
Right, but I mean, they've never... So there's every generation has found a way to have summer fun with vehicles, right?
I mean, there's been a lot of time, money, effort that has gone into stopping this. Folks in the city say it's not enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, there needs to be a new angle. So it can't be, lock them up!
Yep.
If you don't think the dirt bike park would work...
I don't think you could feasibly pull it off.
Okay. Give me another idea, then.
Hmm. Cancel summer.
No.
Seed the clouds. Dreary summer.
Seed the clouds. We're going down a road I don't
dreary
want to go down.
Summer.
Are you ready?
I don't think.
I
don't think you probably can stop.
You have to do something.
Yeah, but it's all window dressing. It's just to show that we're doing something.
No, look, it is naive to say there is nothing you can do.
There's nothing we can do.
No, there is something
to stop it. Or at least slow it down.
Slow it down. I mean, like, to the
point. A lot of those ideas you just said will slow it down some.
Okay. But no, but see, the problem with the idea of not selling them in places where they're not legal, where else in Monroe County are technically ATVs not legal to own where people own them? Because, like, I'm sure there are people that are hearing this going, this is a great idea, not realizing they have a dirt bike or ATV that maybe they're not allowed to have either. And that's what I mean. Like, once you start taking the ability away from folks that live in the city, you may be surprised to find out that infringes on your ability to have these things. Yeah. Or people.
It affects me.
Exactly. And I know that is the most selfish, stupid way to do policy, but you don't want it to affect you when it's not doing the same thing in this situation here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because, in that neighborhood I lived in, Webster, there was that one rich kid, the Soprano house.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had, like, all the cool stuff. He had a dirt bike. He had, like, a regular, like, fast go-kart like you would see, like, these kids do on tracks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd run it around the neighborhood and up and down the street and through, like, a little trail back there and stuff. But nobody ever copped an attitude on the kid. So I didn't even know if that was legal or not.
It's not. I mean,
I don't think
look, so. And Kimmy, I mean, to your point, you saw this when you were growing up out in Hilton.
Yeah, oh, you had to see a ton of it.
I lived in, like, a housing tract, and there were kids that there was a couple houses of kids that had these things that would ride them through backyards and stuff. And it drove everybody crazy, but it was like this one strip of land where nobody kind of knew who owned it. So they just did what they wanted.
And, like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, I want those kids to be able to go have
fun. Have some summer fun.
Yeah, like we did when we were kids. Just like, you know.
Like we did last summer.
Just like when people say, you know, lock these folks up on the bikes. Like, if it's kids, like, I get it. They're just.
Yeah.
They're pushing boundaries.
How long do you think you're going to lock a kid up on a dirt bike charge? But he's not going to be out by the weekend.
Well, as long as you want. I mean, if you change the law, you can lock him up as long as you want.
But then you would have to adjust all those laws.
Understood. But that's what people want to do. That's how desperate they are right now to stop this. So, again, if you got a better idea than city dirt bike track, I'd like to hear it.
Okay. There you go.
That Gino, AQ guy, he was right the whole time. He was right the whole time.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
New York State has some big-time sporting events.
Oh, yeah.
We've hosted the PGA Championships, mm-hmm. Ryder Cups right here in Rochester. We've had the Olympics up in Lake Placid, World Series, downstate, Stanley Cup Finals in Buffalo, New York. But an annual event, one of the most important this sport has,
yeah.
Right down the thruway, ended in an arrest at what had to be the most embarrassing moment of this man's life.
So they got busted?
They got busted.
Like, during the event?
At least according to the allegations.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. It doesn't get more exciting than the Belmont Stakes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Big drinking affair.
Yes, it is. One of the Triple Crown, if I'm not mistaken.
But they didn't run it at Belmont.
Exactly. Because of renovations at Belmont this year, it was even closer to us at the historic Saratoga Raceway.
Oldest track in America.
But this story has nothing to do with horse racing.
What happened?
At this major event, there was a man who folks in the crowd say was acting suspicious.
Suspicious?
Mm-hmm. Upon further investigation,
yeah.
People realized, at least according to the allegations, he was filming up women's skirts.
In the stands?
No.
Or so where
on,
was he?
Probably down on the paddock area where you're standing along the rail.
I think it was like out front where like all the bar, or like all the drink carts and stuff are. Not like where the track is, like out in the lobby, I guess outside area.
Yep.
So, authorities say the 34-year-old man.
He's doing up the skirt photos.
Yes, was using a hidden cell phone to do this walking through the crowd.
Yeah.
And after several people realized what allegedly was going on, they alerted authorities. While that was happening, a different attendee caught him doing it and called him out.
Right there?
In the crowd. This is according to police. That led to chaos.
Okay.
I'm going to quote the story. You ready? Quote, when confronted by the citizen, the suspect allegedly became physically aggressive and attempted to choke one of the individuals.
Damn.
Now he's choking guys.
Yes.
Now he's choking guys. He was arrested, the 34-year-old, charged with felony unlawful surveillance, criminal mischief, and obstruction of breathing, which are three things that don't normally go together.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? Like, if that was a hand in poker, you're losing. he's got a court date at the end of the month. So, Tommy, if you were at this race and you saw this go down, it would have to be a surreal experience.
I would be shocked. Yeah. Like in this day and age, somebody's doing right. that.
Okay, Kimmy.
And especially an adult.
30-something, too.
34, yeah.
34.
You want to see girls'
you
panties.
Grew up, you grew up with the internet.
Yes.
This doesn't seem like you need to do this.
Well, I mean, panties standard. Maybe you get lucky.
Okay.
And that's what I mean. Like, you're going to get a whole lot of Spanx. It's not going to be what you think it is.
Very disappointing.
You'd be surprised what we do to, like, lock it up down there.
Mm.
There's a lot of material, a lot more material than you think.
Also, like, again, this is terrible, terrible. But mm-hmm. past that,
yeah,
you know, Spanx and panties,
yeah,
which is one of my favorite morning shows.
Yeah.
Let's say you do get, quote, lucky.
Okay.
And you get a straight up bear cougar,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
From that angle, it's going to look like a monster movie.
Yeah.
You know
will.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's not good. Is that attractive? An underneath. Bear moving cooter.
It's right. just got to be, I guess, the thrill of like doing something that yeah. nobody knows you're doing.
It's a peeping Tom, basically.
Okay.
It's voyeurism, right?
Like, all
right. On a low,
you're
low
probably
scale.
Probably not going to see anything, really.
You're going to see ass cheeks. Most of you're going to see is ass cheeks.
Maybe he's an ass man.
Could be.
Could be a Spanx man.
And legs. Legs and ass.
Pins and clippers.
And clippers, yeah.
Oh, my second favorite morning show.
Pins and clippers.
You got it. All right, so let me ask you guys this question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about this man allegedly taking upskirt videos at the Belmont Stakes at the Saratoga Raceway a couple of weeks ago. Kimmy, do you look at something like the Belmont Stakes as a classy event?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been, but I just picture it like the Derby, like the Kentucky Derby, right? Like everybody wears something nice.
Yeah, they're all kind dressed
a little
up.
Fancy, kind oh. of like that same vibe.
Okay, but there is this weird catch-22 mm. at like the Derby, Belmont Stakes, you know. Yes, it's classy and everyone yeah. gets dressed up, but everyone also drinks to the point yeah, where they yeah, can't yeah. stand
yeah.
it.
I mean,
and they're
party.
Drinking hard.
Yeah.
They're drinking hard stuff early in the day.
So I can't tell if this is something you'd be at where everyone would be like, oh my God, like their monocles would fall out of their eyes, or if this is like, hey, you send me that text when you're done with it. You know yeah, what I mean? Like,
that's
I,
true. You might be so drunk you don't even notice what the guy's doing.
Okay. Maybe that's why he thought he was in the right spot. I got to say, granted, if these allegations are true. This 34-year-old guy, he was not making good decisions in the first place. Mm-hmm. Choking someone is probably the worst thing you could have done.
Yeah, because you just escalated the whole situation.
Well, past
and
that.
And added to more misery.
Past that. Like, let's say he had these videos on his cell phone looking up women's yeah. skirts. And you get arrested for choking someone out. They're going to find those videos.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not here to help guys get away with this. But, Kimmy, you'd think the smartest
doesn't
thing.
Doesn't make much sense.
Just run.
Doesn't yeah. benefit you, buddy.
Run with the
yeah.
phone.
Yeah.
Shatter it as hard as you can while you're running.
Yeah, let a horse stomp on it. Okay. Throw it on the track.
Let a horse stomp on it?
Yeah.
Tommy, the person who confronted the alleged upskirt filmer,
yeah.
the one that ended up getting allegedly choked, good move on their part?
So this wasn't a cop.
No, this is someone who caught him doing it to somebody.
But not like associated with any of this stuff.
No, just somebody while
hey,
they were.
But what are you doing?
But that's who's probably going to do something about it because that's going to be the first person who sees it, right?
And I think we do have to ask, to be fair,
yeah.
what percentage of men would have the patience, self-control, let's say they
to
witness.
To go get somebody.
Well, yeah, like let's say you watch this happening to your wife. This guy's trying to look
well,
at
yeah,
your wife's
then
you Spanx.
Then there's a fight breaking out.
Okay, so, I mean, give me a percentage. Mm-hmm. Tommy, of men that could resist the urge to confront a man trying to videotape his wife's Spanx.
Oh, somebody, yeah, every guy has to do something.
Okay, so you would do something.
Oh, you'd have to.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Cut it out! Please stop!
But let's say you're just with a bunch of guys.
Okay.
You went to the track that day.
Yeah.
And you see this goofball pulling that.
I wouldn't call him a goofball. I wouldn't
but
say
let's
that.
Just say you see this.
Oh, he's just joking. He's just goofing with the Spanx and the cooters.
But let's say you're just hanging out in, you know, a bunch of drunk girls over there having some fun, and he's going over there and doing that.
Yeah. I tell someone, I'm not going to confront him.
Right. You're not going to run up like same way with the same.
Oh, I think guys would because you're going to look like a hero.
No, most guys are going to sit there and laugh.
I'm
not laughing.
So. I don't think so.
I'm telling somebody. I'm not going to. You're right. If it's somebody else's.
You're just there with your buddies.
Yes,
you
no, I
no
got
connection
the
to any. No connection.
No connection. I'm telling somebody.
You're a couple drinks in.
Again, there is nothing you can further say.
I ain't doing nothing.
But you're also a coward and a bitch.
I mean, I might laugh at the situation.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, by the way, you're going to look like a bitch if you laugh, point it out to your buddy who you're with, and that guy goes over and actually does something about it.
Somebody in that,
I'm fine with that.
Somebody in that group of four is going to go, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You seen the people we hang out with?
Yes, even those people. Because those guys that you think are scumbags, which are scumbags.
One of our buddies may know that guy. Oh, that's Ted. That's what he does. He sells them online.
But what's funny about this guy that ends up getting choked out, according to the situation, I think this
choked
is
out at the racetrack.
This is also a lesson for every man that wants to like handle business when his wife, girlfriend feels violated. In getting physical with this guy, there is no guarantee that it's going to go well for you.
No.
Because you could end up in a situation where not only did this man allegedly take a video up your wife's skirt, he then kicked your ass in front of a crowd full of people.
You don't do this for a living, so maybe don't step in.
Yeah, this isn't the Karate Kid where you're going to win in the end. You can't kick the guy in the forehead and then he hands you a trophy as the cops like drag him off.
I can see the wanting to confront this person right away because you'd be afraid that if you go to tell somebody, well, then you don't know where he went and you didn't catch him in the moment. So he can just say, oh, I wasn't doing that. What are you talking about? You didn't see anything. So if you're catching him right then and there, I can understand how you'd get caught up in the moment.
Understood.
So did he have the phone? Like, he was just reaching underneath. Did he have it on his shoe?
I don't have any details as to how he
was doing
it.
There's only two ways you could do that, right?
It have to be so obvious.
Well, like, either reach around or have it tied to your shoe.
Please
like
say,
the old mirror.
Please say he was doing it. He had a secret cell phone. That's all I know. That's all I know. So maybe, I mean, he could have also had a bag. He was just like.
Oh.
Oh. Still.
Yeah, think of the bag.
By the way, I realized.
Oh, that one on the stick. Hey, hi, girls.
That'd be pretty obvious.
Selfie stick.
Yeah. Hello.
Also, I've never done it. I realized when I said probably the bag that it made it sound like I've done this before. I've never done this.
Oh, you know, yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 34-year-old man arrested at Saratoga Raceway during the Belmont Stakes. They were running him there this year because of construction going on down at Belmont. The 34-year-old man was arrested after police say he was using a hidden cell phone walking through the crowd filming up women's skirts. When people figured out what he was doing, they went to the authorities to report him. While that was happening, somebody else noticed he was doing it, confronted him. He then, according to police, choked that man out. He's been charged with several things, including a felony unlawful surveillance. All right, so like when we started this break, you laughed because we haven't heard upskirt anything in forever.
Right.
Since like the 1950s.
Yes.
You said it. Mirror on the shoe.
Yeah.
Which, quick, can I sidebar?
What?
How did anyone get away with that?
That seems pretty obvious.
Well, I've only seen it in, like, movies, so I don't really know.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, do you just... Is there something we're missing where you could have a mirror on your shoe
You'd have an excuse for that?
Not for a long time.
Okay. All right. Are there people taking upskirt videos? Like, is this more common and we just don't
catch there's porn that sells... I mean, there's porn sites that sell this stuff.
It's not, that's not real, right?
That's what I'm saying, but there's I understand, but they're into it.
guys
that look at that and get off
on it. You're not going to believe it, Kimmy. There are these guys, they drive around a bus, and these chicks just bang them when they get in there.
It's amazing that these girls are like right there on the corner.
How do they keep finding all these girls that'll get in a van, they're all smoking hot with fake breasts and have sex with them in
the van? It's got to be L.A. and the humidity.
I mean, skirts aren't common enough with women in public anymore.
Right.
Nobody dresses like a lady anymore.
It's not what I'm saying.
It's not.
You're all wearing your Spanx.
Yes, probably. But it's not your standard like everyday wear for most people, unless you have to wear a skirt to work or something. But I can't even think of a lot of people that do that anymore.
Like outside of a wedding or a funeral.
Yeah.
You're right. You're not going
to
see Kimmy.
Yeah, it'd have to be like
I gotta head down to the track.
Formal event of some sort.
But that's just it, right? Like the Belmont Stakes, if he's into this, must have been this guy's Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, because all these women are dressed in skirts, all dressed up like they're going out.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't think of a single place outside wedding, funeral. Because even work, Kimmy, you know, three-quarters of the women are going to be in pants.
That's what I mean. Right? That's uncommon.
Like, can you think of another place where you would go where there would be so many women in skirts, it would even be, and I say this again, worth it? Not like, risk versus reward.
Maybe a nightclub.
Yeah, still though.
Dark in there. You got to keep getting the strobe light like over the lens.
Oh, yeah, kind of ruin it.
Do women wear Spanx to nightclubs?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's a bigger problem.
Why?
Well, like if you go to the Belmont Stakes, I would assume a lot of women are going with their husbands or boyfriends. That's a couples event.
Yeah.
Right? So like your husband, boyfriend watched you put the Spanx on.
Yep.
Right? Which is funny because it's like she's going scuba diving.
Yeah.
When you go to a nightclub and you're out with your girls and you meet somebody and you're going to go home with them,
well, if you're planning on that, you may change it up.
So you're not wearing Spanx.
Yeah, you may not be wearing Spanx.
But I mean, Kimmy, you know things happen every once in a while that you don't expect. Yeah. How do you get out of Spanx in a one-night stand?
You got to put your foot down and pull this way.
You are really locked into those. Like they. Have you ever? I mean, could you wear? So you wear your leggings when you work out, right? Sometimes.
Yes.
Think of how awkward it is getting out of those.
Oh, yeah. If you get Pat home, you got to put one foot down and pull.
Kimmy, Can I tell you?
You sweat at all, it's even more difficult.
Yeah, sweaty leggings, which is one of my favorite Catskills comedians. Whenever we open up for Soupy Pockets. I have this problem in the gym all the time.
What's that?
Well,
it's hard to do without like stepping on them and doing like a funny dance wiggle to get out of them.
Okay, so that's a thing, but that I can handle.
Yeah.
Look, they're soaking wet because I've been sweating, right?
Yeah.
So like to get out of them, I have to start, you know, at my waist.
And push down?
Pull all the way down to the point where I'm like bent over like.
Yeah.
Fully exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always guys in the gym.
Yeah.
And then I have to well down there, like individually grab like where it starts and pull them out. It is just like, hey, everybody, here's my butthole for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
a 5 minute brown eye experience for every guy in there. I feel terrible. Like I haven't done it yet, but I almost want to look at it and be like, guys, you're going to want to turn around.
Can't you go someplace private and do that?
Where?
Like around a corner or somewhere?
The locker room is private.
I know, but like, I get, maybe they should make a little area for legging boys.
For tight pants?
Place. Yeah, like butthole corner.
But no, they tried to open butthole corner, but you wouldn't leave. No, Kimmy, like, all right, let's run a hypothetical here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you go out with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
You're rocking your Spanx.
Yep.
All right, you meet a guy, you're single, you're going home, you weren't planning on it. Is there a way to covertly get out of the Spanx?
No.
So you wouldn't, like,
I'm trying to think. I mean, unless, I guess, like, if you're wearing a skirt, you could take them off ahead of time, but you'd have to, like, awkwardly, like, go to the bathroom or something.
Or get your foot up on the
dashboard. Then figure out a way to, like, hide them.
Would you let him take them off for you?
I mean, you could. I mean, they are just, like, shorts right. in a
no,
way.
I mean, no, you said it exactly. Like, right. you got a way.
They are. I mean, some of them, like, there are some Spanx they make that, like, suck you in. So, like, yeah. they come up to, like, past your belly button.
Now, to her point, there are women in my past that I've been with. That they, you know, they would wear the Spanx to smooth things out. I get it. Look, we all gotta feel good about ourselves. Trying to get them out of those things. Because, like, you know, I think there are also times
they're
where women...
They're hard to put on, but I think they're even more difficult to take off.
And, like, you know, in the heat of passion, Kimmy, some women, like, they forget they're wearing them.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
like, now, you know, dress comes off, and it's like, oh, here we go.
All right,
so the moral of the story...
Don't wear Spanx.
No, well, no, wear Spanx.
Yeah, no.
Not if you're going to get action.
Okay, that's a good moral.
If you think
moral.
You're going to get nailed that night, no Spanx.
Good moral okay. there. You know, they should make crotchless Spanx. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, but that kind of ruins it, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm getting access.
No, but that's...
Are you sure? There's probably more guys in
crotchless Spanx?
Yeah, like crotchless panties, except it keeps you sucked in.
Okay.
I mean, they have those...
But women probably don't wear that stuff.
What, Spanx? Like,
no, crotchless stuff just out with the girls that
Well, no, they didn't start crotchless. You just had them for a while.
I don't know what you got down there, darling, but it ate through your panties.
Tell you what it is. A powerful sneeze. So moral one, don't wear Spanx if, as you put it, you're going to get nailed that night.
Mm-hmm.
Two, don't take upskirt photos.
Yes.
And three, don't assume just because someone is doing something bad that you can kick their ass.
Okay.
Because you may have a man that's doing something bad beat the hell out of you in front of a whole bunch of people.
That is true.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Summertime is here.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, not really, but kind of it's here.
Well, it's here.
Man, beautiful day. Kimmy and I were out at the ballpark yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, just being super athletes. No big deal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you haven't been out yet this season, nothing cures anything that is ailing you like a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. Put a smile on your face.
And I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
Who's got a connection.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Joining us, our good friend from the Rochester Red Wings, general manager, Dan Mason. Mace, how's it going, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Do you own any clothing that doesn't say Rochester Red Wings on it?
I have one shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mace, you brought us in some delicious food as you normally do. What am I eating this morning?
Today, you were eating a Black Angus burger.
The American classic.
Yeah.
Did you rip off any red meat? You can't have it.
No, I did.
He did. He picked at it. I saw him.
I pulled some patty.
Pulled some patty?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Did you put anything on that, or are you just eating it dry?
The meat speaks for itself. It's Black Angus.
You're so
Thank
weird.
Thank you.
Thank you!
Yeah, but no ketchup, nothing?
Well, there's mustard packets in it.
It's so good it doesn't need any kind.
That's what I'm saying.
It is tasty.
He's absolutely right. If the meat is good enough, it doesn't need any condiments. By the way.
What?
Sounds like it does.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me you were into pulling patties.
Oh, yeah.
I got this new business I'm working on.
Where is it located?
Oh, it's down in the men's room. I got a kiosk in the men's room.
Well, yeah, but what's it called?
It's called, Hey, Tommy, why don't you come in the men's room and pull patty for a little while? And if you're into condiments, I got a secret sauce coming right at you. Sauce, you bitch.
Fireworks tonight.
All right, so, Mace, first of all, we were out at the ballpark yesterday.
Mm.
You guys are playing a team you don't normally play, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Correct. Marlins affiliate. First time we've played Jacksonville since, I believe, the 1950s.
Wait, seriously?
Yes. They were not a AAA franchise. After COVID, they became AAA again, and this is the first time we've gotten a chance to play them.
So if you want to see a team you've never seen before, that's reason enough to go. Somebody threw out the first pitch yesterday, Kimmy. You were there.
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Yeah. I saw it. The guy before you nailed it.
Well, you don't even try to take it away from me. I smoked that thing in there. Smoked it.
It would have been a ball.
In full
wasn't
uniform.
Exactly a strike.
Shot.
But you got over the plate pad, and that's what counts.
It was a great throw. I got to give you credit.
Thank you.
And nobody had painted on pants. Nobody wore painted on pants better.
Painted on
you.
Pants.
You had the tightest pants of anybody so far this year.
So
maybe in the last 10
why are you wearing
years.
Tight
Dress for
pants?
Success.
I wore a full baseball uniform.
Why are they tight?
Well, because baseball pants are tight.
Well, maybe not that.
Wait, so you wore a uniform?
I wore a full uniform.
Full on.
By the way, sleeveless from 2001. So no sleeves, baseball pants, stirrups, socks.
Belt.
I looked awesome.
Belt.
Belt. Got a belt. Thanks for
now,
that.
If mate. I saw some local low-end DJ out there dressed like a Chippendale douche,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to feel bad for them.
I'm doing the goblet squats. I'm wearing the baseball pants.
Okay.
How did your wife feel about that? She saw you in them, I'm guessing.
It really did it for her. She
oh, okay. All right. Well, that's all that matters.
Did it how?
Wait, no, she...
Like, she changed the locks? Did it how?
Not only did she tell me I look great...
Well, every wife's going to tell you that.
She then did the hearty eye emoji on the video on my Instagram,
you
which you
go.
Can watch at Whoa. Duffy on WCMF. My
Stamp
wife's
of game. Approval.
I think those baseball pants might be coming out again this weekend, bro.
Look at you.
Yeah, buddy. Okay, so Mace, thank you for everything yesterday. We had a blast. Awesome. What do we got going on at Innovative Field tonight?
Probably the biggest weekend of the year, just saying.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
Tonight is our tribute to the Negro Leagues. We have three former Negro League players coming back. They're going to be signing autographs. We've got a Dusty and Darren Baker bobblehead.
Oh, what, one of those
dual bobblehead.
Okay, so we have to explain.
Dusty Baker, yeah.
His son plays for the Red Wings.
Oh.
Yep.
And was signing autographs in the concourse yesterday.
Yeah, and he'll be signing autographs again on Sunday.
There you go.
First, let's get back to Friday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on.
So Darren and Dusty Baker bobblehead, first 1,000 fans. We've got our intentional walk going. So we're raising money for Challenger Baseball this whole week. We're in the midst of a 24-hour marathon walk.
Wait, somebody's walking nonstop?
Nonstop. Our staff is going to walk. We're doing laps around the warning track.
You rotate, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not all one night. Guy.
Yeah, all night. All night till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I got the 5:30 shift tomorrow morning.
Well, you're going to be walking in a... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I started it off at 6 o'clock this morning, and I'm finishing off tomorrow at 5:30.
Challenger Baseball, anyways. Very important charity for those who don't know.
Yeah, what is it?
It's for, kids in wheelchairs, things like that. They build special baseball fields.
Yeah.
Right? And then, folks with disabilities, they get to go out and play the same game everybody else does.
Nice.
It's harder to do on the grass and the dirt. I think they have one in Webster.
They do.
Yeah. It's a beautiful field.
It's such a brilliant idea. It's gorgeous. So, yeah, it's a great cause. You were saying, Tommy?
You got all quiet over there.
I still wouldn't do it.
Okay.
All right. Well. Others can help out by walking tonight. If you come to the ballpark, you can pay $10 to walk for 10 minutes, and that goes to the cause. And Bruce the Bat Dog will be here tonight.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard about Bruce this week.
All right, so there's a couple of things I want to talk about here. Bruce had the greatest moment of his baseball career.
This week.
Yes.
Yes. Got called up to the show.
So he will be a bat dog for the Washington Nationals. Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
All right, so there's a lot of things we have to walk through here. All right, so first of all.
We did have some questions.
Yes, we discovered that Major League Baseball does not allow in-game bat dogs.
Correct.
So he got a call up then to do what?
He's going to do a ceremonial first bat fetch.
Okay.
All right. And then he's going to be available for autographs. And
get out of my studio. What are you, autographs?
Yeah, that's what you call it.
It's famous.
Oh, you're gonna back this up?
Yes.
You're going to side with Mace on autographs?
I'm pro Paul.
And then he'll be available for selfies with fans at Nats Park.
Tomorrow. Okay, so he is going, what is he going to jump on a red eye to get to D.C.?
He's going
to
work about 4 or 5 innings tonight.
Okay.
Get in his car with Josh.
They're driving.
And he's going to drive to D.C. I think they're going to go all the way to D.C. tonight. Just to be
6 hours.
Yeah, maybe closer to 7.
Okay, but I think the more important question, because we're really happy for Bruce. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. Yeah. He's worked hard for it. You know, Mace, as much fun as you have at the ballpark and the great job that you do at Innovative Field, I think people forget, the guys on that roster, they've been working their whole lives to get a taste of Major League Baseball. And this is you're one step away.
Right.
When some of the ball players found out that the dog got called up to the Nationals.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that. Like, not one of them was like, you got to be effing kidding me right now. Like, there's been a couple of guys that, like, no, it's their time. They're waiting. They keep getting passed over.
Well, they don't fetch bats.
They could. You're going to tell me there's a guy on that roster that wouldn't put a bat in his mouth for Major League Baseball minimum?
Oh, no, I'm sure 25 of them would do.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's $780,000. It's got to hurt.
But, their time is coming.
Okay.
They know. They're happy for Bruce. Just like anytime any of our players get called up. Everybody's so pumped.
You go. I'll stay here right now. And I'll keep the place warm for you.
How about the dog comes back, big-ass sunglasses, gold chains? Does the dog have to pay for dinner when he gets back like the players do?
No, he gets,
Okay.
No, he gets to get in there with the spread for free.
Gotcha. All right, so tonight, tribute to the Negro Leagues. By the way, I know, I got a lot of side questions here. I'm sorry, Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Negro Leagues night is great, Tommy, because the folks that they bring in, the guys that play in the Negro Leagues, not only do you get autographs from players that you never see. When I was a kid, Buck O'Neill was who you guys would always bring in. Buck O'Neill was awesome. Baseball Hall of Famer. Love Buck O'Neill. He would just sit and talk to me and my friends, about baseball and what he went through and all the Negro League stuff. And I'm just like some, 9-year-old kid at Silver Stadium. How much longer can you guys do this? Because I would have to think, Tommy.
You're running out of guys because the league's been out
absolutely
for so long.
Exactly.
Yeah, most of the guys are in their 80s or 90s. And so that's why we're very lucky to be bringing some of these guys back tonight. So it's going to be a great night. The players will be wearing their Rochester American Giants jerseys, which was Rochester's Negro League team back in the 40s.
Great logo, too. Triangle, RGA.
Oh, okay.
Nerd. You need nerd stuff. Okay, but Saturday. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
And Friday, Tommy, guess what we got?
We got
fireworks.
Nice.
Tonight.
You know what the craziest part?
What?
Bruce is setting them off.
That's right. No, he'll be gone by then. He's taking off.
Yeah, you have to get the dog away from the fireworks. Everyone knows how this
That's
works.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, so, he's got to get in the car. He's got to be in D.C. by 1 o'clock tomorrow.
So Saturday.
Saturday, we have a cap giveaway, the first 2,000 fans and fireworks. And then Sunday, big day.
Oh,
Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Wait, right back at you, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Tommy.
What?
Shut up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So Dusty Baker will be there signing autographs. It's his birthday, by the way.
Wait, Dusty Baker's going to be there on Father's Day?
Father's Day.
I'm going to be there on Father's Day.
Oh, my God. You got to bring him something.
No, I love Dusty Baker. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The big question that listeners want to know is your dad going to be there on Father's Day?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It's a great question.
No, because his family's going to be there.
So
that is Lance Repellent.
So also, Dusty Baker signing autographs on Sunday, 11:30 to 12:30.
Awesome.
First 1,000 fans get a free baseball. After the game, you can play catch with Lance on the field. With your kids, you get three generations of Duffies out there on the field playing catch. How cool would that be?
Yeah, we do. Well, we have a picture of doing that last year because he was, you know, working with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, you ever watch my old man try and do anything athletic now?
Well, your old man was quite an athlete
back in the day.
The guy's in his
60s. So was Earl Campbell. Watching my dad try to do something athletic, period, now, funny. Watching him do it in a plaid jacket size 62, you know what I mean?
But he's a 60.
No, he's actually lost a bunch of weight. Can I not have my punchline?
No, I'm enjoying it. Okay.
And Father's Day is always my favorite ballpark.
It's a great day at the ballpark. Generations, you know, hanging out, watching the American pastime together. It's just beautiful.
And we can come down and play catch in the field after the game.
After the game. And then, kids, you can run the bases with the world's fastest mascot, Spikes and Mitzi, after you play catch with your dad.
There you go. All right. So, tonight.
Tonight, 6:45. Gates open at 5:15 tonight. Fans. So, get there early. Get your Dusty and Darren Baker bobblehead tonight. Tribute to the Negro Leagues, Bruce the Bat Dog, and fireworks. And then tomorrow, cap giveaway and fireworks. And then Sunday, baseball giveaway, Dusty Baker autographs, and play catch with your dad after the game.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Perfect weekend for ball, and there's so much going on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on! Mace, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course, anytime.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.